this will be one of the most difficult and enjoyable interviews we're going to have on Gamescom 2017, because we are on August the 25th and we finally got to the virtual reality place, who claims to be one of the most amusing and thrilling games we have seen here on the show. And there are many people around here waiting for a presentation. We can't do this here for the microphone, but we have somebody here and she's going to present herself.
Okay, hi everybody. My name is Eddie Torres. I'm from Singapore and I'm the creative director of one of the top VR games on Steam right now, Sairento VR.
And you have something to tell us about the game, which is rather unique.
Well, I think one of the most unique factors of the game is the locomotion, is the movement, because when we started doing VR games, one of the biggest consideration was that a lot of people really couldn't, they got the VR sickness. We didn't want to create a game that, you know, is not immersive, like you're just sitting there. We wanted the players to feel like they're really, you know, they're an actor in The Matrix, or they're really a cyber ninja jumping about, bouncing off walls, running and touching the ceiling and everything. We had to do a lot of testing to find the perfect, you know, to fine-tune the movement mechanism.
But how did you do the testing? By person, by programming?
We started with a very small team, just two people. So a lot of the testing had to be done the cheapest way possible, which is by person. Yes, I do have severe motion sickness myself, so I was one of the test subjects. And I did, during the earlier versions of the game, it really made some of us nauseous, and we puked quite a bit. We lost quite a bit of weight during the earlier development.
But now this is not an exercise to be slim or young. It's an exercise to what? What is the thrilling offer of this game?
The thrilling part about this game is I think it symbolizes exactly what a VR, what a true VR experience should be. And that is for you to be able to live an experience that you cannot get in real life. One of our favorite comments is from a 56-year-old guy, and he said that he praised our game for doing exactly that. He said, I'm a 56-year-old guy and I'm jumping off walls, double jumping, you know, shooting with both, you know, with both guns. And I got a good workout after the game.
Having born and developed the whole thing in Singapore, would you say that there are some cultural differences when you develop again to the Western people or to people from South America?
I wouldn't say so. Actually, the theme of our game is not even Singaporean, it's Japanese. Even the name of the game is Japanese, Sairento VR. When you translate it, it means silent. And I think, you know, Japanese, the Japanese culture is one of the strongest in the world. It has a big fan base. And at the end of the day, it's just about a very good gameplay experience for everybody.
So in the end of the whole noise, to be silent and to be observative is one of the major favorite aims of actually applying electronic media to something where people can enjoy. Just tell me how the people can have access to your game.
Our game is currently on early access on Steam. We are doing updates quite often, and I think that's one of the strongest points of the game. We have a very strong community of supporters. We are launching the full version of the game sometime before December this year, which contains all the locations, all the enemies, and the storyline behind the game.
So, is there anything I forgot to ask you, but you would like to have, say, a comment?
Oh, I look younger than, I am much older than I look.
Me too. Okay, then we will shut off the record and then we'll give our real ages, not just the virtual ones, okay?